you're probably right. A man that isn't going to Jannah.
I don't normally make videos like this. It's Ramadan, Gaza is being genocided, our brothers and sisters in Sudan, and the vulnerable in so many parts of the world are being massacred. At the same time, that video has over a million views and so many comments of people affirming this perspective, and I feel a responsibility to say something. It is a major sin. It is haram for a person to mention a specific believer and make a ruling that they will be in hellfire. Even a qadi, who is a qualified Muslim judge, who can rule whether or not a person receives a had for a sin that's a personal sin or a crime, cannot rule whether or not a person is going to be in hellfire. The concept of day youth is deeply misunderstood. I've seen specifically on TikTok. Sheikh bin Baz rahimahullah defines a day youth as a man who would encourage his wife, support his wife in having adultery or committing similar lewd sexual acts with another man and possibly accepting or asking for payment for this. Other scholars widen or narrow that definition, but much of it is based on their particular understanding of what the concept of fitna is, which does differ from scholar to scholar. So while this brother may have tried to encourage people not to follow in the footsteps of something he sees as inappropriate, a woman in hijab and her husband posting mundane videos, the video falls dangerously close to affirming what is a major sin, that a specific person is going to be in hell. There are so many other topics that this video could go into, but I'm not going to at this time because number one, it's Ramadan. There are so many other areas that all of our hearts should be focused on. And number two, because of Gaza, there is a genocide. If we want to speak about men, we can speak about the men of Gaza, the men who in their flip-flops are pulling out other men and women and children from the rubble, men who are collecting the body parts of their babies. Let's speak about the men who are showing us what it means to be a qawwam as they are being genocided and what our responsibility can be, especially in Ramadan.